Despite the sudden thaw and rainy weather, a young, budding structural engineer hopes his snow creation withstands the next few days before cold temperatures return and saves the day for him. With some hard work, 10-year-old George Bedar built an igloo-like snow structure that stands 5 feet tall and 8 feet in diameter at his home in Barrie's South End, near Hurst Drive. How many people can fit inside? Me, my mom, and maybe a neighbor, George says after pondering the question in an interview with Barrie Today. Construction took most of a day last week. Prior to diving into the project, George says he had a bit of a plan about how it would look. I came up with it a while ago, but we didn't have enough snow, he says. Despite the rain, the thick and well-built snow building was still standing as of Sunday night. George admits he's not the happiest about the change in weather, but quality engineering is the key for a lasting snow shelter. The structure is also outfitted with colorful lights held in place with packed snow. Using mostly shovels, George had a bit of help from his mom, who contributed some of the labor, because he broke his arm not too long ago. But the cast is off and the healing has progressed to a point where he could undertake the work. No one is allowed inside with their boots on, as a cozy blanket has been installed, which is thoroughly enjoyed by his two cats who have now moved in. It's so magical, says his mother, Joelle. There is a small rocket stove for some heating, and the roof has an opening to enjoy the stars at night. I'm really, really proud of him, his mother says of the effort George has put into the project. He really did have this idea that he engineered on his own and he created it beautifully. He came up with all these solutions as problems developed and he actually made a really cool igloo, she adds. As with all construction projects, safety is paramount. Joelle didn't want her son to dig into the pile of snow unless he had a safe way out, so they ensured there was more than one exit along with an air hole on top, just to make it safe. We were worried, in case it should collapse, but he made it really strong and compacted it, she says. Sub-zero temperatures are expected to return toward the end of this week, and no one is happier about that than George and his two cats.